It seems like Gina and Bob Donald just can't get a break. They lived in Valdez, Alaska back in 1989. She was a city clerk. He was a mental health counselor. As such, both were involved in the fallout from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Their town was transformed by the disaster, and eventually they moved to Gulf Shores, Alabama, where they now own a cheesecake shop, a shop that would normally be buzzing with tourists at this time of the year, except for another massive disaster, the BP oil spill this time. Well, Bob Donald joins us now to talk about their double jeopardy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In the wake of this BP oil spill, what's the impact there in Gulf Shores?
Well, it's kind of a pending situation right now because for most businesses like us, our trade is way down because there's no tourists here. Right now, our beaches don't have oil on them. They're beautiful, white, sandy beaches. But I know the rental companies, their bookings are half what they usually are. Our business is down 54% from what it was this time last year. So I think everybody's just holding their breath collectively to see what's going to happen in the long run.
When you first heard that there was an oil spill in the Gulf and started to do the math and look at the map and figure that the effects of this might be heading your way, help me understand how you and your wife first reacted to that. I wonder if your mind immediately went back to 1989.
It did, because a lot of our memories from that period of time were not good. We lived in a small town that was affected quite differently because it was a small, isolated community in Alaska. It was kind of a slow motion thing here in Valdez. It happened overnight. The oil was done. We knew how much was there, how much had to be picked up. And here, for weeks and weeks and weeks, nobody knew the extent, where it was going to go, how much, whether they could stop it. So a lot of it was the agony of the pending thing, what's going to happen.
You know, as we said, you worked in mental health in the past. Are you seeing there in Gulf Shores the signs of psychological stress?
Yeah, I see it among my friends and neighbors. Maybe not as bad yet. I think the stuff we saw in Valdez happened over some period of time, and I think we'll see the same things happen here as time goes on.
What happens over time? Does the emotional toll deepen with time? Are there things that you don't see now that you would be looking out for in the long run if you were in your old job?
Oh, yeah. I talked with a couple of people in the mental health field here, and I said one of the things we saw there was we saw divorce, we saw domestic violence, suicide, alcoholism, all of it just exponentially grow, and I think you're going to see the same thing happen here. And right now, everything is emotionally pending. BP is writing checks for a lot of people right now, so they're keeping an even keel, if nothing else. But at some point in time, the money's not going to keep things at bay, and I think things are going to boil over, tensions are going to increase, and I think you're going to see the same psychosocial problems as we did in Valdez.
Do you feel compelled to do something because of your background, something that might help people beyond offering the comfort of cheesecake?
I actually met with the director of the county system here and told her I was kind of interested in getting back in the field if the opportunity arose, and she seemed receptive to that, so I guess I'm feeling drawn back into it.
Well, Bob Donald, thank you very much for your time. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Bob Donald, along with his wife Gina, own Hope's Cheesecake. That's in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.